The medical health information provided during this program is for general information and educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. None of the given information is for the purpose of diagnosis or treatment. Neither does this program serve as approval for any health product or brand. This program aims to enhance your personal health and wellness through the adoption of healthy lifestyles and your prompt presentation to the health professional whenever you suspect that you are ill. For treatment and professional advice, ensure you consult your physician.
Welcome to Say Yes to Good Health with Memorial Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're talking to Denzel Otto. He has a bachelor's degree in public health with a minor in business management, and he's here to talk to us about internship experience at Memorial Hospital. Denzel, I'm so glad you could join us. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Memorial Hospital?
Well, thank you for having me here today. So how I originally came to Memorial Hospital was through one of my professors, as well as a higher up in one of my departments. They gave me a list of places for the internship to be able to do. And Memorial was, I want to say, top five on my list as far as the order they gave it to me in, just going down the list, figuring out fits and time and which would be the best. And Memorial ended up being that for me, and that's how I ended up here.
How cool. I hope that you're having a lot of fun doing it and learning so much, because internships are vital to really getting that experience. So tell us what you're doing there. What is the job like for you?
So the internship so far for me has been very interesting. I've had the privilege to be able to work with the Hancock Health Department, as well as Memorial Hospital together and other Memorial clinics. So my internship experience has been very unique. With the health department, I've been doing inspections as far as food inspection, septic inspection, a lot of paperwork in that nature, learning about what each department within the health department does. Also working on some grants and assisting in that area as well. And also networking too.
Well, sure, networking is one of the most important parts of an internship, isn't it? So you're moving around from department to department, right? Have you found any that really are of a stronger interest for you? As far as, you know, you're looking at the public health and you're at the hospital itself, have any of these really piqued your strong interest?
Definitely. The couple of areas I could definitely say that have piqued my interest would be the surgery wing. I've had a privilege of sitting in and also shadowing a couple of surgeries, such as knee arthroscope, spelingectomy, as well as procedure with a lady getting her tubes tied, and a couple of other various minimal procedures that I was able to sit in. So that definitely sparked the inner kid in me, if you will, as far as science goes, being more hands-on and, you know, figuring how things work. And so it's definitely very exciting from that standpoint. You get to see the breakdown as well as the explanation of how they operate and why they operate the way they do. So from that standpoint, it's definitely very unique.
I remember that in graduate school when I was interning and working in the cath lab and doing all the different things. And it does give you that little push to be in the clinical side of things. So what do you feel, Denzel, that you've gained from this internship experience? What do you feel like have been some of the most important parts of your learning? Because you do have a minor in business management as well. So do you feel that this is going to be able to take you into many different realms? Because you and I were talking a little bit off the air, and boy, with a degree in public health, there's a lot you can do. So what do you feel like you're gaining from this internship experience?
Well, you're definitely right about public health having a lot of areas and things to explore. Now, for me, what this internship has done was open my eyes and to different avenues that I could potentially see myself in as far as either fit or my personal preference of me, it just being interesting to me. So with this internship, I definitely say they've taught me how to conduct myself as a health professional the right way. The many practices and how they go about their work here at Memorial is very exceptional. And I've definitely took a lot of things from great people here, skills and advice and all that have definitely catapulted me into the field of public health. So I'm definitely excited for the new beginning and also a new journey as to see where public health, how far it can take me as far as what I'm trying to do.
Oh, it'll take you far, hon. I can tell you that because I've been in this field for 30 years, and I can tell you that it's unlimited. Now, I'd like to hear about your experience with the hospital itself and the staff. Tell us, how has everybody been to you, and what do your days look like? And, you know, are you meeting friends and just all of the things? Because these are other people are going to be looking for internships, and they want to know what to expect. How's it been for you?
It's been wonderful for me here at Memorial. I've also had the privilege of working with other four interns as well from Western, which is also good. And days mostly look like, depending, it varies. So some days we might have more meetings than other, discussing agendas and what they're currently working on or what they previously were working on, how they can take steps and measures to better that, as well as the upcoming projects and what they have in the future and what direction they might want to go. So as far as the meeting side of it, is definitely interesting because you definitely get the vision side of it and you can kind of see where we might go as a organization or where we can go as an organization.
100%. There's just, like we said, it's pretty limitless. Are you getting academic credit for your internship?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because that's an important part for people that are looking. So I'd like to know if you have some suggestions for and ideas for people looking for internships. When you were just looking, and there's so many things out there, give us some suggestions and ideas on how you think other people in your similar situation, what they should be looking for when they're looking for internships, since you're having such a great positive experience with Memorial Hospital.
Definitely. I would say the organization you're doing your internship with, how they go about their business, how they treat their staff, how they treat the patients, and just how they are as people definitely is a big thing to consider before you commit to any internship, because you don't want to be in an environment or an area where you feel like you may not grow or you can't learn or you're limited or there's a glass ceiling. But here at Memorial, I feel like the staff was pushing me every which way, you know, encouraging me. And it really gave me the confidence and the effort to really be able to pursue and want to branch out and seek and explore as many as things as they have to offer. So this facility has definitely made this internship a wonderful experience for me from that standpoint. They treat you like family here, even better sometimes, as well as looking out for you as far as what you want to do with yourself, either in life or just in general. And they offer good suggestions and good advice that you can't get in nowhere else, honestly.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Now, a few of the logistics of it. When did you start looking for an internship? How long did that take you to find out where you wanted to be?
It took me, I want to say, fairly a few months. I ended up finishing at Western in December. So I was supposed to do my internship in spring, but through many interviews and trying to match up and see where I fit best as far as timeline and seeing if I can get the amount of hours that I needed in, it was definitely a back and forth kind of type of situation with that, negotiating, if you will, and seeing if what could work and what couldn't work. So it was a lot of that for a few months. And then Memorial, I believe I had the privilege of speaking with them sometime in February or late January, I want to believe. And then kind of confirmed it a few weeks later. And then that's how I kind of ended up at Memorial. So the process was definitely, it definitely took a little while only because finding, you know, the fit as far as my major and what I wanted to do and the things I wanted to see and experience, I had to, you know, take time to really sift through and see what facility, organization, or even corporation, et cetera, would be the best fit for me and for them too.
Yes, that's really such an important part. I'd like you to just offer us a last thought now. What would you like to say to the folks at Memorial Hospital about your experience with the internship and how you've been treated and how much you love it? And just speak to them now, to the Memorial staff you've been working with.
I would say to the Memorial staff, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate everything that everybody has done for me here from top to bottom. It's been a wonderful experience here for me as far as learning, gaining knowledge, all the above. And I would also like to say, even keep up the good work that they have now, because they've definitely built a foundation from this hospital that is a solid foundation for many generations to come. And I hope more interns like me decide to come here to be able to do their internship, as well as learn about their appropriate fields. I definitely want to say thank you.
What a wonderful sentiment. Denzel, and I am quite sure, and I can hear by the sound of your voice, that you are an asset to Memorial Hospital. And thank you for joining us and telling us about your experience. For more information, you can visit our website at mhtlc.org and search careers and educational experience applications, and you can find an internship that way, because what an important learning experience it is for both the hospital and for the people doing their internships. It's just such a great experience that really is so important in the whole scheme of a career. And thank you again, Denzel. You're listening to Say Yes to Good Health with Memorial Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.
The medical health information provided during this program is for general information and educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. None of the given information is for the purpose of diagnosis or treatment. Neither does this program serve as approval for any health product or brand. This program aims to enhance your personal health and wellness through the adoption of healthy lifestyles and your prompt presentation to the health professional whenever you suspect that you are ill. For treatment and professional advice, ensure you consult your physician.